Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are in Moscow, in a neighbourhood that is closely linked with Russian history and Russian literature, Patriarch's Ponds. The area has in recent years seen an influx of new residents and businesses, and it's now home to some 40 cafes and restaurants catering for different tastes. Monocle's Alexey Korolyov surveys the area with Zenia Golomus, a Moscow-based food and marketing expert.
We are in one of the trendiest places in Moscow right now. It's called Cutfish. Cutfish is one of the newest sushi houses in Moscow, and it's opened basically approximately a year and a half ago. And when it opened, it's hit the right spot. Basically, the old sushi houses are closing down. They are no longer in trend. There is no good fish. Nobody wants the cheap sushi. Everybody wants something comfort. They want something they can understand, something they can touch. And the Cutfish has actually filled the right niche. It's basically created sort of like an island of fresh fish, of fresh seafood, and the sushi that everybody's still craving, but for the new rich. It's not a cheap place. Lunch book here costs you approximately 1,500 rubles, that it just cost me a couple of seconds ago. That's for a small starter, for a very, very simple main, and for a beer. But the glass of wine will cost you roughly the same. But it will be the freshest fish, the most expensive fish, probably flown from Japan, because we still have sanctions against all the Mediterranean seafood. What's good about this place as well is that this is where you can meet all the Russian stars, if you want to, all the Russian oligarchs, the main politicians. So if you want to look what the new Russian rich look like, that's the place to check it out.
But what's funny is this area historically has always been a sort of a student hangout spot, but right now it's full of restaurants like this for the very, very super rich people with money. Why is that?
I think what happened, the flats here been selling, and the people been buying them, and the people who've been buying them, the people who wanted to live right in the city center, right by Tversky, to be in the city center, but they wanted to be in a quiet city. And approximately 3 years ago, and lots of people confirmed that that was the quiet center. People wanted to be in the heart of the city, but they wanted the green, they wanted the parking. So you will have the old building, you will have the old structure, you will have all the history. You will be right in the city center, but with the parking space and with the ambience of the quieter outer city. So what happened? The rich moved in, they started buying flats, they started buying houses, they started kicking out the old babushkas, etc., etc. And the restaurants moved in after them. So the restaurants here are sort of like they followed their crowd. Mm-hmm. But what happened after that, and where all the recent scandals arose, yes? The new rich that bring in the others. And the others are the ones that are pissing off the locals. Mm-hmm. And the new rich, because the others wanted to be near, they want to belong, they want this sort of like brand association, yes? The hope that the richness of the all, yes, will rub off on them. Mm-hmm. So they start coming here, and they start partying, and they start being rowdy. They're just simple people from outskirts who wants to be part of it. So at the moment, all the locals who live, you know, in the flats over there, etc., etc., they're rebelling against the whole restaurant scene. So all the restaurants...
The original locals, you mean?
The original locals. The second wave locals, uh-huh. We call them that. Shall we walk in here? So yeah. We are right, we're standing right outside the Saxon and Parole. The original Saxon and Parole is based in New York, and this is one of the most successful spin-offs in Moscow so far. So they bought the franchise, and they bring the chef in regularly to update the menu, etc., etc. But what this place is famous for is its cocktails and its breakfast. Mm-hmm. The breakfasts here for the Saturday or Sunday morning are amazing. They're like a big brunch size plates, but the main thing here are the cocktails. I propose we walk in. It looks different from the one in New York. It's much lighter, it's much brighter, and it's much more atmospheric. So it's quite cute. Basically, this place is also doesn't shout about itself. The chef here is a good chef, the barman here is a good barman. It's quite fun and nice place to be, but it's for the locals, for the
second wave
locals, yes, who come here with their families for lunch, who come there with their families for brunch, and who come here for a hangover cocktail, and who come here for the evening cocktail, because it will be quieter and it would not have these a newer wave of wannabes who want to be in this area, who want to be part of this area, who want to be part of the scene. So the main problem of the Patriarchy Prudy, where we are right now, is that there is a clash. The newer rich start buying the flats, they start moving in, they wanted a quieter life. The restaurants moved in because they knew that there was a market.
Yeah, that's where the money is.
Yeah, that's where many money is, exactly. And after that, after the restaurants became popular between, you know, within the local community, the wannabes start moving in and they start pissing everybody off because they appear to be loud. It's created massive traffic jams. It creates this hostile atmosphere between the locals and the. So right now, every single restaurant around here has to close at 11 p.m.
Well,
so,
I mean, that's pretty much regular, you know, if you look at Europe.
If you live in Europe, yes, yeah. But if you live in Russia, no. And that's how, and because of the rents here, around here, it's really killing the business. So everybody's struggling. Everybody's sort of like, you know, the restaurants are feeling uncomfortable. So we're at Pinch right now, and Pinch is like one of the places to be and to be seen on Friday and Saturday night. You probably won't be able to get in because it's always packed, and they might give you a table that actually is facing a column or a wall. But if you got in here, then you'll probably be one of the it crowd. The food here is very simple, but also it's quite exquisite. The chef here is Luigi Mani. He's from Italy, and he's from Michelin-starred restaurants. And he's actually a brand chef for the whole Williams, Ugalioc, Level 2, and also the Pinch restaurant. And normally you'll be seen here on breakfast or brunch. And try coffee here, it's fantastic. One of the best flat whites in Moscow, is for sure. And also the tartar, if you come here for the evening, with a glass of wine or a cocktail. As it's custom in Moscow, the cocktail bar here is quite amazing. If you get a seat over there, try and get a chat with the cocktail master, and they're incredible. They have lots to tell, they use the best spirits. Yes, and prepare to tip. If you tip here, they'll remember you, and next time you'll be seated quicker and the service will be much more brilliant. The waiters here haven't changed in like 3 years since the place been open, and they are lovely if you like them and if you're nice to them.
Now we've seen three restaurants here that are probably here to stay, but what's going to happen, and you know, what's the potential?
What's the potential? Basically, if you're coming to Moscow for a first time, or if you come into Moscow for a second or third time, you don't know where to eat, you come here. Because here you will see the trendiest places, you will see the places to be seen, and probably the best food in Moscow so far today. It's not going to change overnight. It probably will become much simpler in the times to come, and that's my prognosis. I'm probably right, or might be wrong, but if the signs are right, this place is still going to be a food mecca. The nightclubs have all but disappeared. There's still one place where you can go dancing called Clover. Yes, but that's about it. And the trends are showing that we're aiming to much simpler, much softer, and much comfort food. Yes, than we had before. We don't want anything fancy. I think what's going to happen, that the locals are going to get used to that, yes, there is a restaurant mecca, and probably some of them are going to move out, and the places are going to become like rented spaces for those who have money to live here in a rented space. But apart from that, I think if you want nice, good food, if you want nearly perfect European-ish service, not French, of course, yes, you should come here. Patriarchy is here to stay, I think. Yes, there will be trouble, but nothing's going to change with the restaurant scene. It's just going to get better and probably bigger. Yeah, thank you.
That was Zenia Golomus, a Moscow-based food and marketing expert, speaking to Monocle's Alexey Gonolyov. This has been episode number 44 of Food Neighborhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.